Triple M, it is the Big Breakfast. Good morning to you. 22 past seven.
Hi there, Steve here from Street Science, and today
what we have here is some sodium polyacrylate.
I have brought an actual rocket.
This stuff is amazing and the most dangerous gas I can carry with me.
You're going to see a beautiful reaction happen.
Oh yeah, Science Week is starting this coming Saturday, and from Street Science, we're going to learn some things this morning. Steve Liddell, good morning to you, mate.
G'day, mate. Absolute pleasure to be with you.
Now, let's just cut straight to the chase, mate. Many of us listening this morning, including myself, sitting in this chair, we know absolutely the inside of a donut about science. We think you've got to be wearing a white coat and glasses and perhaps have half your hair falling out, looking like a mad professor.
Well, look, mate, it's not the way it actually is, right? We're all scientists at heart, because when we learn science, we simply learn about the world around us, how stuff works and why things happen. And I reckon, mate, that's just stuff that we experience every single day.
Okay, now how did you become obsessed and interested in the world of science?
Yeah, I think from an early day, mate, when I was a kid, I was just really interested about the world around me. So I became an environmental scientist once I got through high school. Then a high school teacher, mate, then I set up Street Science. And these days I get to travel all around the country firing kids up about learning science. This is, mate, an absolutely brilliant job.
I guess half the thing is just getting people interested in what you're doing and what you're talking about. And probably for many of us, just sitting and looking at a teacher in the front of the classroom and reading out of a book, we weren't stimulated enough. But this is where you come in, and your method of teaching enables the kids to see what's happening, and there's this excitement that's created and a willingness and a wanting to learn.
Yeah, and there's two ways of doing it. Number one, it's all about context when we teach, and this is when we're teaching adults or when we're teaching kids. We've got to link it to the real world, show people why we actually want to learn this stuff. But then secondly, mate, when Street Science rolls into schools or community events, we roll in with liquid nitrogen to make these massive clouds. We've got tanks of hydrogen to set it on fire. And when you see it happen right in front of you, mate, it makes so much more sense. So much more interesting.
Okay, what's the one experiment that you get that gets the biggest reaction from the kiddies?
Oh, look, hydrogen fireballs. When I go and slide a little bit of copper or strontium in there, you can change the colour of the fire. Hmm. So we're talking fireballs about the size of a beach ball, but then you can make it go green and then light another one up that goes red and then get purple colours through it, mate, and it's loud and it shakes the room and it's just got that impact to it, mate, which is... Oh, mate, it's so good.
I love the shaking the room bit.
I know.
and so I guess then you explain how all this works for the kids, and this is how they become interested and move on. Is there a lot of young budding scientists coming through, or are we lacking in that department?
Well, mate, historically, I suppose over the last 15 to 20 years, we've actually seen a decline in the number of kids who are going on to study your high school science subjects. I'm talking your mainstream biology, chemistry, physics, and your earth sciences, which means less kids going on to study science at university, which is why I set up the company, mate, Street Science, to fire the kids up and show them why this stuff's so important. Because, mate, as soon as things happen like have gone down in 2020, who are the people who are leading from the front, mate? It's those scientists who are doing the urgent medical research around COVID and trying to sort of respond to that public health issue that we've got. It's scientists, mate, who are trying to solve those problems.
Yeah, we'd be absolutely stuffed without them, that is for sure. Now, obviously, with COVID-19, you mentioned that, Science Week is taking a bit of a different turn this year. So how do you plan to get the message out to the kids? How can we learn?
Yes, look, Science Week is a big deal, mate. It's a national celebration all around the country. So last year we had over 2,000 different events scattered around the country. One event that I run out of Brisbane, mate, is called Brisbane Science Festival. But with COVID, obviously, we're not getting big crowds together. So it's made us all adapt. And National Science Week is very much going online this year. So it doesn't matter where you are. You can be on the Fraser Coast and you can be a part of an event that's happening in Perth or Tassie. Or all of a sudden, all your listeners can be a part of Brizzy SciFest with me, which is absolutely brilliant this year.
Yeah, how lucky are we in this day and age with technology? We can do this sort of thing. So where do we need to go? Where do we jump online?
All right. So to find out some more information about Brisbane Science Fest, which is going to be huge, mate. It's kicking off on Saturday, 4 p.m. I'm doing a big science show myself.
Mm-hmm.
The Street Science Socials, so Facebook's the spot to go. But for information about all the events that are happening around the country, whether it's highbrow for those highly educated folk or just some hands-on stuff for the kids to do, get online, scienceweek.net.au, to get yourself involved.
Okay, mate. Look, if this had been a couple of years ago, my on-air partner, absolutely obsessed with Professor Brian Cox. There was a lot of man love going on with old Coxie there. He kept going on and on about Professor Brian bloody Cox. Is he a hero of yours, mate?
He's a pretty special fella, mate. There's some amazing science communicators out there, that's for sure.
Hey, Steve, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning, mate. And we urge, and this is going across all age groups, I would imagine, from perhaps the little kids all the way up?
Yeah, five-year-olds through to 85-year-olds, mate. You're never too young or too old to learn science, Blandy.
Okay, so there is hope for me. Good on you, Steve. Thanks for your time, mate.
My pleasure. See you, mate. The Big Breakfast with Blandy. The Fraser Coast 103.5 Triple M.